guys.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the DJ Black Caesar Indiana Show, where it all goes down, baby. Every Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central Time on www.blogtalkradio.com/walking-with-God on the Nation Villain Network, the Muslim People Network, with politics. With DJ Black Caesar Vienna, a syndicated show through Muslim Villain, baby. Breaking news, music, artists, magazines, book writers, book signing, models, and much more. Independent and major artists, clothing stores, pay money on the entertainment news.
Money train, baby.
With the politics, history, Scooby-Doo. What's up, ninja? What's up, people's Fernandez? Always, what's happening in worldly events. Check it out. Break news. Baby. Ha ha! Yeah! Suckers!
Welcome to the DJ Black Caesar and Vienna Show, where it all goes down. Tonight we got special guests. We got my girl on the phone, self-proclaimed queen of the South, Nia Ross.
I don't have any problems with my phone.
Wow. Okay, we also got my rap artist, superstar, Jay Grant, LG's little brother, making a name for himself in the game. And last but not least, we got special guests.
Everybody snitching. I never met a real nigga in my lifetime. A lot of
claim to be the devil is a lie. A bitch got a motive behind every move she make. Eve did it by the fruit she had sex with Satan. That means she knew to serve it. That means she's at his service. That means pussy is power. That pleasure's pushing perfect. You either feel me or you don't, nigga. Jealousy will either kill me or it won't, nigga. I ain't afraid to die.
Yes, I am. I'm here. How y'all doing?
I'm great. How you doing? Bless.
Goddamn, I like her damn voice. That damn cow can wait on this damn food.
I'm from the South, baby. From the South.
Hey, man.
That's right. I'm from the deep roots woods, my damn self.
We hey, Nina Ross, we got a lot going on this show right now, as you can see. We got Willie, we got Peoples Fernandez, and it's just crazy. We got a pimp, we got an ex-pimp on this show, man. It's all crazy, man. But anyway, let us start up our show, Willie. We're going to start our show now, okay? Is it all right with you?
I tell you what, as long as you do me one favor, buddy, because you're
yes,
a nice feller, and I think I trust you when you tell me that you're going to play some country music for me. I want to hear some Willie Nelson.
Well, you have to send me a Willie Nelson song, brother, because I don't have anything. I don't have any country music, Willie. This is a hip hop show. We don't do country.
I don't know how to send it. How do I do it? Do I mail it to you? How I do it?
Yeah, you send it to me in an email. That's what you do. Send it to me in an email. I'll give you my email address once the show is over.
I don't have a computer, but I hear you.
Okay. Hey, Neil Ross, how you doing, baby? You doing all right today?
I am doing great. How you doing?
I'm always doing good, man, always. Blessed by the best, man. I can't say any more than that. But it is an honor to have you on our show today, the DJ Black Season Vienna Show, even though Vienna's not here today. We're not going to worry about that because Sister Gidd is going to take over her part, and she's going to be asking questions. I'm going to be asking you questions. We're going to get to know you and let the world get to know you a little bit. And we're going to touch on a few different things, you know. If you don't feel comfortable, son, you don't have to answer. You know that already. But if you do, that will be great because the world wants to know who Nina Ross is. And we're going to get to the bottom of that today. And I'm going
to... We're going to talk about who the hell Nina Ross is because you down there in Nashville, and I'm sure you know some good, nice country artists. You can send me some of their music.
Yes, I do. I do. I'm in the country music city, but it's not just country.
We didn't put his phone out until we get ready for him again. That was great.
I'm going to tell you something. Y'all done got too damn happy that Obama won the presidential race, and you want to discriminate against Willie now, huh?
No, sir, we don't, Willie. I got a two-hour show, Willie. And I got to make it work for me, so I need to get these people. I got three artists on the phone.
I tell you what, I'm just going to do you a favor since you're a nice fella and all. I'm just not going to say a damn word.
You know what? You ain't going to worry about the air because I'm about to mute your phone now so Willie can't talk no more, all right? I'm about to mute everybody's phone now. Everybody's not on talking right now. I'm about to mute your phone now. I got Nina Ross. Let me see. I'm going to make sure I don't mute your phone now. All right. Get Willie out. Oh, that's perfect. That's where a lot of that sag was coming from. I didn't know that. Okay. I got myself on the phone. Hey, Gidget. Hey, Gidget, you still there? Gidget. Okay. I'll be on her back. Me. Can you tell me how you started the game? Hey, I must have muted you out. Don't know how. Hello, can anybody hear me?
I can.
Is that Nina?
Yeah.
I can hear you too,
okay. Okay, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I was talking to Nina Ross. Maybe you didn't hear me. Nina Ross, I want to know how you got started in the game. Can you tell me how long you've been in it and when you got started in the game?
I've been rapping since I was 9 years old, so that's over 20 years in the game. I got started off wanting to be a singer, and I recorded myself and realized I couldn't sing. So a couple of girls came out rapping by the name of Salt and Pepper, and I just started watching everything they did, and MC Light and LL Cool J and Run DMC and all of those great up north artists that started hip-hop. And, it just manifested from there. I started writing poetry, and I just started getting better and better with time.
That's That's what's up, man. That sounds like it's really hot right there. So you've been doing this for 20 years. That's a long time. So I consider you a vet in the game. If you've been doing it for 20 years, you're a vet. I got another question for you, Nina Ross, before Sister Gidget comes back on, because I got her back on the line.
I was already on the line, Caesar.
Oh, well, when I was talking to you, you didn't answer me.
Well, I was trying to tell you that I was on Brother Rakim's phone, and when you muted him out, you muted me out.
You can't do that. I called you up. You can't do that. Because we had to mute Willie out, because Willie likes to talk a lot, so we need to mute him out. You know how the show works. I always let Vianna be the first one up to ask questions. I've already asked Nina Ross when she got started. She's been doing it for 20 years. If you were on the phone, you would have heard that. If you weren't on the phone, you hear it now. So she's like a vet, and I think a vet deserves some accommodations right there. She deserves some kind of applause, because she's been doing it almost as long as my age anyway. Not yours, but mine.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay, so Miss Nina Ross, is Nashville your home?
Yes, ma'am, it is. Born and raised.
So being under the influence of all of that country music and historical blues, which is Nashville is known for, how did it become your genre of choice, being hip-hop? Was Salt and Pepper the only influence?
No, MC Light, LL Cool J, Run DMC, Rodney Yo and Joe Cooley. As the South started to rise, of course, I love Triple Six and Master P and Cash Money. But I started rapping when I was 9. I didn't put out my first professional album until 2007. Mary J. Blige is my favorite singer, and Patti LaBelle. I also songwrite. It's just been music within me all my life. I've been playing clarinet since 5th grade and tenor saxophone since the 10th grade. I marched in Tennessee State University with tenor saxophone, Aristocratic Band, my whole 4 years of college. Music is just within me. I just couldn't sing, so I had to find me another avenue because I love music so much, and rap was where I needed the direction I took.
Okay, so you got 20-plus years in now, and how many professional albums that you've done? I know you said the first one came out in 2007. What label were you on?
I was under Sony Red and my own label, Tally Up Records. I have my own label called Tally Up Records with my partner, Krishanti Martin. What's up, Chris? We started out independent. I started making moves throughout the South, Memphis, Mississippi. I ended up getting on a tour with Mike Jones, Texas, and it got recognition of Diamond Productions, which is affiliate subsidiary through Sony Red Music. And I got my first deal with them, and they put out my first album entitled Safety Off.
Okay. So since you've been in the game so long, it seems like you've had a history of touring and doing all of that. Do you have, and you have your own record label, so do you have any interest in maybe managing other artists that are up and coming? Or is this what you really just plan to do until you can't do it anymore?
Both. And it's funny that you say that. Right now I just started a beat squad team, kind of like Beats by the Pound. I have 10 different producers. I'm grooming artists as we speak. I have 2 artists out of Chattanooga that are about to come out, and 1 from Nashville, and 1 R&B artist. I'm working on their mixtapes right now. I plan on being a performer, though, until I can't walk.
Absolutely. And so kind of being independent, I mean, I know a lot of artists are really going that way. It's not so much as trying to get a record deal. I'm pretty sure record deals are welcome. However, it seems like there are a lot of new up-and-coming independent artists that are actually creating mixtapes, doing their own producing, their own writing, their own arranging, promoting themselves. Is that the new trend? Is the record business really turning over a new leaf, and maybe, let's say, in the next 10 years, that record companies in general will be obsolete?
That's what it's looking like, I hope, and I pray that it doesn't go that way, but it looks like since they started this 360 deal and the downloading of all the free music and stuff, a lot of these artists don't have a choice but to get out here on their own and try to make their money themselves, because it's kind of hard to get into a deal where you can get established and get some type of income coming in, because they have this, you know, 360 deal out, and it's kind of hard to recoup any funds getting in a deal like that, because the record labels are basically looking for an artist that can create units themselves, and then they'll be more willing to invest within you. So first and foremost, you have to start off by just getting a buzz and some numbers, sound scans, or, you know, radio rotation, BDS spins, or something of that nature first before. It's very rare that they pick someone up nowadays out of just pure talent. Most of the time they're looking for the numbers.
So explain to somebody like me who is not all that into the hip-hop nation, I'm a little familiar, what is a 360 deal?
It's basically the standard record deal that's out now, and it's basically saying that you will turn over all your rights to everything and you will not be getting anything recoupable or anything like that until the label has gets their money first. And basically they own the rights to everything. It's like full circle, 360, a full circle.
So and, they're actually taking the ownership of the masters of the music that you make.
Yes,
and
yes, it's going back to the old school. Yeah, it's going back to the way it was. It's going back to the way it was before Master P and them made it where they, and Cash Money made it where they were, labels were giving out $4 and $5, $30 million deals. Now it's back to the beginning, like when the Chitlin Circuit was out, where, you know what I'm saying, you get the deal, they'll put you out there, they'll give you the exposure, but unless you really making some sales, you know what I'm saying, or your song just really hits, it's hard to get that paycheck you're looking for.
Right. So you could be an artist out there touring for months or for years, and until the record company feels as though they've recouped their payment, the artists are not really making money.
No, they're not. And if they are making money, they're making money off touring shows. Unless you own your own rights, because, you know, they're going to get the money from the Amazons, the iTunes, the stuff of that nature.
So why don't you describe your style of rap to us? If you had to compare yourself to someone, who would it be?
I know this sounds so generic, but I don't feel like I sound like anybody. I feel like I'm in my own lane. I feel like I'm creating something new that's never been done before. It hasn't been that many female artists from the South that have had the type of exposure such as Nicki Minaj or Lil' Kim or Foxy besides Trina. And I just feel like I'm a Southern Belle, so I'm just trying to bring that flavor, that down-home flavor to hip-hop, where females such as me, that are mothers, that work hard to take care of their kids, can do songs that females can relate to besides just girl pop dead or drop dead or, you know what I'm saying, dumbing it down.
Okay, so does DJ Black Caesar have a sample of your music, or in the absence of my sister Vianna, you know, when an artist don't come on with a sample of their music, we ask them to do some freestyle, so.
Yeah, he has samples of a lot of my music.
Oh, man, I was hoping for a freestyle. Why don't you just rip us one anyway?
Okay, when it comes to green, y'all know my team. Out to clean house, lock it up, no doubt. What you value most of, money or clout? I don't know about y'all, I'd rather ball, hit that shopping mall. Fort Chanel smell good for y'all. Donna Karen look good to y'all.
Oh, all right, honey. Go on, queen. Dropping it like
it's hot. Supposed to get this girl's been doing it for a while. She can come up with anything. I mean, you can ask her over and over again, and she'll continue to come up with all that heat, man. She's a real rap artist. I've been following Nina Ross for a while now. I've been on her music for a while. I've been watching her YouTube videos for a while. So I know what she can do.
Right, excellent.
And I thank you so much, DJ Caesar, for helping me, supporting me, for spinning me, because without You, the DJs, we are nothing. Y'all make and break the artists. And to any artist that's out here listening, if you don't pay homage to your DJs, it's going to be very hard to get to where you're going, because they are the ones that decide to put you on their mixtapes, play you on the radio, or play you in the club.
Right, right. Hey, Nina Ross, I still haven't forgot about that CD we're supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be doing a mix CD for you. Are we going to do that ever? Are we going to get to that ever?
Yes, we're going to do it. I'm sorry, Caesar. Let me do this right now. I'm sorry that has happened. My daughter has sickle cell anemia. I have a nonprofit organization called Kennedy's List, and she had been sick all last year. That's why you see me now back on the scene doing what I'm doing with Honey Rack Energy Drinks, and we're getting that done now. That's why I sent you the new graphics and stuff like that. I'm getting all of that done right now.
Yeah, okay. I got all the material that you sent me over here, too, also. I got it put away in a secret vault so nobody else can touch it. But
I'm going to be sending you some more up-to-date stuff, though. We're going to change it around a little bit.
That's cool. I know you said you're going to send me. Let me ask you a question. Tell me a little bit about the energy drink. What's going on with that lifestyle?
Okay, I had an endorsement deal with Honey Rack Energy Drinks maybe like a year and a half ago. They put me over the South Division. I went from selling 32 cases to I have maybe like about 40 cases in like 5 different states. We're doing a DVD right now. I'm doing the mixtape with you for them. We also have cigarillos out. We have for safe sex condoms, incense. And I'm just on a big campaign for Honey Rack Energy Drinks.
I'm sorry. I don't know what that was. Damn, who was that calling? Somebody's calling in? Nina Ross, I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, I think that was my phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I dropped it. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Please continue.
They're trying to put a tour together. Right now I'm going to be going on the award show circuit. Starting in February, I will be attending all the Southern Hip Hop Award shows throughout the South, promoting 400 Racks and also the mixtape that we will be doing. It's entitled Southern Belle. Nina Ross, a.k.a. Nina Winfrey, is entitled Southern Belle, hosted by Black Caesar. I'm going to be going to the Hip Hop in the Ville Awards on February 24th, March 14th, the Real Talk Urban Magazine Awards in Alabama, the SEA Awards March 24th in Nashville, Tennessee, and then I'll be going to the SEM Knockdown Awards April 6th and the Ohio Awards in May, and I'll just be going to all those places with Honey Rack Energy Drinks, get your game up. You can request it in all the stores. If you would like to get a case and it's not in your city or state, just email ninarossqueen@gmail.com or look up Nina Ross Queen on Facebook and I'll get the cases mailed out to you directly.
Cool. That's what's tough. Yes, I am interested in that. We already talked about that. You already told what you're going to do for me. And I'm going to hook up these people in the South as far as Tupelo, Shannon, Verona, South Pillow, all the little areas around me. There's like about 12 of them around me. I'll be hooking up.
Yeah.
But
You forgot to send me your address.
Yes, ma'am. I got to get you my address and all that. But when I do that, then I'm serious about this. I've been trying to get in touch with Showtime and let him know what was up, but that's a hard guy to get in touch with. He lost his phone, and he had a message on his phone about leaving a message, you know, on his phone, and I didn't want to do that, but hey, you know what? It's going to be great. Hopefully we can make a lot of money because I'm a hard worker also, but I know you are. I see you up day and night working on your Facebook, on your Twitter, so I know what you got going. I know you're doing big things. I see the graphs they got for you right now. I see you on all their stuff, really. You're selling the cigarillos, you're selling the energy drinks, you're selling the condoms. So you're doing it real big, Nina, and I want to do it just like you because you're my big sister. So, hey, look, we're going to work together. But, hey, check it out. This is the thing I want. I want you to tell us basically some of the people in the game you've been working with, because I know you work with a lot of mainstream artists, but can you tell the rest of the world that really don't know what's going on with Nina Ross
We're trying to get you out there. I'm trying to get everybody to know who you are, to be able to recognize you. When you come out with something new, they'll know what's going on. Hey, that girl right there, she was on the DJ Black Caesar Vienna show. So basically with me saying that, I want to introduce you to the rest of the world as a good friend of mine and also a great artist from Memphis, from Nashville, Tennessee. Nina, can you tell us, like, I know you worked with Lil Chet. I think you worked with Gucci Mane. Can you tell us about some of the other people you worked with?
I've worked with Lil Chet, Gucci Mane, as you said. I've worked with Busy Bone. I was with his group, Seven Sign Regime. I've also worked with Maceo. I've worked with Skinny Pimp. Basically, almost anybody in Memphis, Project Pat. I've worked with the Nappy Roots before. I've worked with Mike Jones, like I said, Boo the Boss Player, Young Jeezy's artist. I've been on tour with Scarface. I've opened up for Jay-Z and R. Kelly when they had the Best of Both Worlds tour. I worked with Robert Ray Nell. I worked with Yo Gotti before. Wow. All-Star. I'm sorry. I worked with Young Buck. Of course, he's from here, so.
Wow. You worked with just about everybody in the game, so I applaud you for that, and also I applaud you for being such a great artist, because I'm digging your music. We started out with SCM Radio, right?
Yes, we did. That's why I met you, from SCM Radio. I want to give a shout-out to Jay Seals and Miss Hypnotize and you. Y'all put me in on SCM Radio. Y'all are one of the first radio stations where I got BDS spins and was able to go to the mailbox and get a check, so that's why I was humbling myself and telling you thank you so much.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Jay Shields, yeah, that's a great guy right there. I haven't talked to him in a while, but I noticed they got me nominated for an award, this week coming up. Actually, the Knockdown Awards is this weekend, so I think I'm going down to that. If not, then I'll get somebody. If I get an award, I'll have somebody else accept it for me. But I'm up for an award for the independent rap artist. What am I up for? I'm up for the Hustler of the Year, man. I'm sorry. I'm up for the Hustler. I thought I was a rap artist for a minute. I'm up for the Hustler of the Year. So hopefully I'll get that trophy, because I need that to add to my other ones. I need that.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. But I haven't won yet, so I might be going down to
that. Just to be nominated and recognized, you know what I'm saying? That's a lot.
Yeah, that is. It is a lot. I won for the best record label in the South, in 2010, I won that. And 2009, I won that. So I'm just trying to get something for – I didn't run anymore. I stopped because I said I'm going to let somebody else get something. Not that I was going to get it every year, but I just wanted to give somebody else a chance to do what I was doing.
That's how I felt.
Right. So that's being humble. So we're staying humble. We stay in Christ. I know you're in Christ also. So, hey, you got to do what you got to do. You got to pay homage.
Yes, and I won my award the same year you did. I won on Slept On Artist of the Year, the same year you won yours.
Right. I thought you did. Right. I know that. But you weren't there, were you?
No, I didn't get to attend.
Right.
I'm going to go this year, but I was under the impression the world was moved to April the 6th, so I'm going to, when I get off with you, I need to call Jay and make sure it's not this weekend, because I had gotten an email saying it was pushed to April the 6th.
Really?
Yes.
Are you serious? April the 6th? What? I mean, because Bigger Rankin was supposed to have been doing that deal with them. He's supposed to be going.
Yeah, DJ Smalls, they said DJ Smalls had got stuck up north from the storm, and they pushed the awards because the awards were supposed to be November the 3rd, and they pushed it because of the storm, and I got a Facebook email saying that it was moved to April 6th.
Well, look, when you check on that, when you get off the phone with me, when you check on that from Jay Shields, can you have him call me up also, because I need to know also.
Okay.
That would be wonderful if it is, because that gives me more time to do what I got to do. Because I hate to say it, but my next door, my neighbors down the road from me, they throw parties like all the time, and they're having a chitlin and green party this Saturday, and I was going to that.
Yeah, because I got to get my chillings in for the year, man. Because, you know, I had stroke, so I don't eat like that anymore. But I was like, hey, you know what? One day is going to hurt me. So I was thinking about going to that, but my future wife lives in Memphis. So I was going to holler at her and see if she had a ride to get here because she's supposed to be actually coming back to Shannon this week. So I got to see what's up with that. She's on the phone listening right now. And we might even have my man Yo Gotti on the phone listening in also. I don't know if that's true or not, but he was on, he was on a week before last week he was on listening, and I didn't know it until after the fact, but she said he wanted to speak to us, but I don't like him to speak to us. You set up an interview, so if you're mainstream artists like that, you have no reason talking out of character, but if he's on the phone listening now, hey, brother, I'm going to get you booked for an interview. I've been trying to get with your manager. I got a wrong number, so I'm going to get the right number and get back to your manager to book you for the show. Now, Nina Ross, I got another question for you. You've been doing this for so long, man. You're like the queen of the South. It says you're the self-proclaimed queen of the South, but I'm going to nominate you for the queen of the South right now, so it won't be no mistake in that. You are the queen of the South. Now, as far as doing what you do, I know you're up there dealing with the country. You got a lot of country stars around. You're surrounded by Dolly Parton, Conway Twitty. You're surrounded by country singers, major country singers. Have you ever thought about getting into country music? Country music with your rap?
No, I never have. You know what? Nashville is not what people think. It's hood down here too. I've never thought about it. Now I have thought about going gospel a couple of times because we have Pastor Bobby Jones down here and stuff like that. But I've never thought about going country. But I love Taylor Swift, Wilson Phillips, all of those artists. But no, I wouldn't want to go country.
Right. Okay. That's cool. Hey, did you have any more questions for Nina Ross?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask her. Being a mother. And it seems like to me you do a lot of business. So how have you been able to balance that?
I have a great family support system, and my baby's dad is a great father, and I just have a good support system, a big family around me that supports my career and proud of what I do, and I try to do things around my daughter's schedule. Like, I don't go to the studio until after she goes to sleep, and I make sure I'm home to get her ready for school. I make sure I pick her up from school. I do all my networking and stuff while she's at school. I do my recording and stuff while she's asleep. I always try to be here. I try to do shows. You know, I try not to be gone for more than 4 days at a time if I do have to do shows. I just try to balance it out. If I do have to be gone for a lengthy of time, my mom or sister helps me. And like I said, my daughter's father, he's great. And I thank him too very much.
That's one more thing.
So what would you say to up-and-coming artists who are listening to you now and who you are inspiring? What would be the key advice you would give them?
It's 80% business and 20% talent. Have your business together and never burn any bridges because this music industry is a very, very small circle and you can get kicked out of the loop very fast. Just have your business together. And please start doing original music. I miss the original music. Please start back doing original music.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Hey, Willie.
Let me tell you something. I'm tired of your black people blackballing me out of your shows and stuff. I was up here trying to talk to Miss Nina Ross, and I couldn't get on the show because somebody had blackballed me, so I'm trying to figure out what the hell the C's are doing.
Hey, man, I have to mute out your phone, brother. I muted out everyone's phone online right now. Now everybody's muted back in. The reason why I got you guys muted back in, because we're about to play a song from Nina Ross. Let me get mine. That's the song Nina Ross we're going to play. Before we play the song, I want to ask you, what inspired you to do it, and what is the song about?
just let me get mine in. I know you're going to let me do me. You getting your money. I know you're going to let me do mine, get mine. I know you're going to let me get mine in. I know you're going to let me through the door. I know you're going to let me through the gate. I'm working hard. You're going to have to let me in.
That's what's up. Hey, Nina Ross.
Hey, Nina Ross, that's what I'm talking about right there, girl. You got it going on. I got to get mine in, too, you know?
I see you. That's how I go.
Hey, Nina, this is what we do on the show. We like to have you do a world premiere on the show. This is the DJ Black Caesar and Vienna show. And also give your name and get this song. Celebrate this song. So you're on for world premiere. What's up?
It's your girl, Nina Ross, Queen of the South, Nashville, Tennessee. Y'all about to hear my new single for the very first time in radio. No one's ever heard it before. It's called Let Me Get Mine In. I suggest you do the same. Nina Ross, baby.
saw this bumper right there. That is nice right there. Hey, Nina Ross, congratulations to a hit. That's a hit right there. I want everybody, this is the way we do our show, Nina. I let everybody participate and say, give their opinion on the songs. We play songs around here. We make and break songs right now, and we're about to give the honest truth about your song. Sister, what do you give that song with that scale of 1 to 10?
I don't even know why you asked me. Because, you know, I'm feeling that she is a pioneer, and for her to come out and just say, hey, I know you're going to let me get mine in. Hey, that's the black woman's national anthem. So, baby, you got a tip to the tip power from me.
Hey, whoever that is with the music, can you turn the music off? That is so rude. You're on a radio show. Act like it, all right?
I know. I'm asking her.
Hold on. Okay, who is this? Who is that out there with the radio on? Okay, Willie, what do you get that song right there from 1 through 10?
I'm going to tell you something, buddy. They're all from Nashville. They're some of my favorite people and my heroes from Nashville, buddy. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to get mine in real quick. I give that damn song 10 hits.
Hello.
You
get that song of what now, sir?
I give it 10 hits, buddy.
Okay, hey, how y'all doing? Man, I love the song. I would like to know when can I see her in person. I want to see her on stage. I want to see her perform the song.
Wait a minute. Who the hell is this right here?
Who is this?
This is Capital
I'm
up here. From Mississippi.
Oh, you can come to the seven. You can come to the 7 and
it's.
I'm
sorry. Nina, darling, go ahead.
She's trying to tell you when she has a show, I guess. Okay, Nina.
You can come to the 7 Entertainment Awards on March 24th in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm performing at that, and I also have a show in Memphis in 4 weeks. I'm going to look on my cell phone, and I'll give you the exact date before we close out.
Send it to me. I want to see you live. I want to see you perform this song live. I love the energy. I love the whole song. I need to see you do it in person.
Okay, thank you.
Yo, check it out. Hey, yo, Caesar. Nina Rose.
Yes, sir.
Yes. My man. Yo, check it out. Hey, listen, I'm checking out the show. Hey, Chico, I love the song.
Thank you.
I love it. I'm checking it out or whatever, man. I'm so glad, man. Hey, man. Hey, Caesar, where y'all get that redneck from, man?
Is that people Fernandez?
It's people Fernandez,
right.
My man, you know.
Okay, people. What's up with you, baby?
No, nothing. I'm checking out the you know, Nina Ross, man. She's doing it, man. I love it.
Yeah, she's hot, man. She's hot.
I give it a 10. Hey, man, check it out, man. You don't need to get rid of that redneck, man. I don't feel comfortable around rednecks, my man.
hey, check it out. Is Jay Graham there? Where you at, Jay Graham?
I'm not going to tap in.
Where you at, Bob? Where you get that song, man? 1 through 10.
Man, I give Nina Ross the song a good old 11. I know that's not even on the scale, but still.
Well,
that's my homegirl. That's my homegirl.
Well,
so
I didn't get my damn vote in. I gave that song 10 hee-haws.
Okay.
Scale
of 1 to 10, that's all the 50. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I'm crying.
What number DJ is that again?
A-Train. DJ A-Train.
A-Train, what's up, baby? How you doing?
Hey, man, good, man. You know, this is my favorite.
NerveDJ.com.
You know it.
NerveDJ.com.
I'm not mad at you. Thank you.
Tally Up Records. They're basically all the same. It's www.facebook.com/NinaRossQueen, twitter.com/NinaRossQueen, myspace.com/NinaRossQueen. You can email me at NinaRossQueen@gmail. It's just the same pattern, so you can be easier to get at me. And just email me or tweet me or any of that. I appreciate it. Tally Up. And thank all y'all.
You're
yes,
welcome, Sweden. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Nina Ross, it's a pleasure to have you on the show tonight. I thank you for coming out and doing this for me, doing this for DJ Black Seas Indiana. I thank you.
Can I say one thing, Susan? Susan, that's what I'm going to say. I want to tell my homeboy, Jay Grimes. What's up, Jay Grimes? I look forward to your album coming out. Y'all be looking for Jay Grimes' album. I'm on his album. Single is going to be Hot Christian album, so y'all check my boy out. And y'all get Honey Rack Energy Drinks. My CD coming out soon. Nina Ross, Tally Up Records. Thank y'all.
That's what's up. Thanks a lot, Nina. We appreciate that, man. We really do. And I know Jay Grimes does... Jay Grimes, is, I know he's cheesing over there. Yeah, near off you a shout out, nigga. Hey, look, check it out, everybody. We're going to be getting into another interview. We're going to get to that special interview with my man. I told you we had a special interview tonight. That's my man, Top Cat. It's going to be a great interview, so don't go anywhere. Stay right here, and we're going to get it locked in with my man, Top Cat. But now we're going to go to a song by Bossy. What's up?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. These bitches wanna know about the boss.
I'm the truth and I never stepped alone. These bitches wanna know who I'm with, where I'm from, where I sit. How much money do she get? Do she even got a whip? What's up? What's up? What it is, what it look like. No more obscurity, cause now I'm in the limelight. Putting all bullshit aside, cause now I got my mind right. Lyrically inclined, if you don't know, that mean my rhyme's tight. Beauty by the day, but still a beast in this nightlight. Stereotypical, mentally, what got into you? Don't try to act surprised now, nigga, you know how I do. Couldn't get a feature, I ain't mad, it's just a principle. Doing world tours, facing no interviews. See me in the club, starstruck, your bitch. A poopy too. Don't need to mention I'm the shit around here. And that boss with a Z, don't get it twisted around here, nigga. These bitches wanna know about the boss. I'm the truth and I never stepped the loss. These bitches wanna know who I'm with, where I'm from, where I sit. How much money do she get? Do she even got a whip? What's up? 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 I tell these bitches, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? I tell these bitches, what's up? Stick your head in the toilet bowl. Call me Mrs. Clean, cause I shine like I'm a oil. Built like a brick house, something like the Commodore. Better out shopping, this is more than what you bugging for. Stick up kid nigga, yeah, we known for pulling kick doors. Fuck everything that you motherfuckers stand for. They call me the boss, cause I guess I just boss more. Swag so mean, like a troll to you Billy Goat. Shitting on you bitches, this is business, never personal. But we can take it anyhow and anyway you wanna go. Line them all up and watch them fall like a domino. Promise I will be the best female rapper they'll ever know. Yeah, bitches wanna know about the boss. I'm the truth and I never stepped the loss. These bitches wanna know who I'm with, where I'm from, where I sit. How much money do she get? Do she even got a whip? What's up? 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 I tell these bitches, what's up? What's up? What's up? Spitting on the mic, and if I said it, then I meant it, alright. I tell these sucker niggas, I ain't scared, and I ain't going with all the fight. I'm like Nas, all I need is one mic. I'm trying to make a blind man see. All you haters just fall back. Say you with your chest like Kevin Hart, so where your heart at? Well, never mind that. Show you better not to tell you. Have your mama ever taught you? Never set yourself a failure, nigga. I double dog dare ya. Let's take it to the streets and watch me build a house of terror. Who want it with me? SOB, now they screaming, breathe, nigga, breathe. They gon' need a cure. I'm a nasty disease. Yeah, these bitches wanna know about the boss. I'm the truth and I never stepped the loss. These bitches wanna know who I'm with, where I'm from, where I sit. How much money do she get? Do she even got a whip? What's up? 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 I tell these bitches, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Yeah, that was Boss Lady right there with What's Up. Y'all already know she's one of our artists right there. Hey, she's hot out of Texas. That's my Texas girl right there. But anyway, we just had the interview with Nina Ross. Now my man Top Cat is about to come up to the mic, and we're going to talk to him a little bit and see what's going on in his life. This guy right here, he's a world-renowned dude. He's a world-renowned guy. This guy right here is connected in everything in the entertainment business. If you don't know what that is, then, hey, you're about to find out now. So stay tuned for Top Cat. Sister Gidget, what's up, baby? Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, you know what? The show is going to get a little deep now. So put your boots on. Put your rubber boots on. I got it on already. We're going to get into a Top Cat. So,
I'm going to put my boots on for Top Cat because that's my man, $100,000, honey. I'm ready.
Put your boots on, sucker, because this man is going to get deep. We're going to get deep in it. We're going to get deep. If your butt don't get your boots on, I can't pull you back up. You're going to have to drown on this one.
All right. Okay,
what's up? Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Man. I'm going to tell you like this, man. I've been knowing you for a good minute. Hey, and I know you've been knowing me. Also, you're going to know Nina Ross, because I'm going to give Nina Ross your information so you can put her on your network so you can get her out there a lot more. I'm going to get you in touch with her. I'm going to give you her. I'm gonna exchange numbers with you so you can get on your registry.
Okay, most definitely.
Okay, now, this is the thing right now that we want to ask you, Top Cat. Can you tell the people basically who Top Cat is?
Well, I'm a poet, I'm a writer, I'm a father, I'm a proud black man, I'm damn sure an Obamacrat, and, you know, I'm just a person who has real love for the arts and the cultivation of the arts, so I'll dedicate myself.
Got you. That's what's up there, brother. I appreciate that, man. You basically broke it down for them, so now everybody knows exactly who you are and what you do. Now, you have a registry. Can you tell us a little bit about the registry you got? Hey, Ted, hold on. First of all, you have one of the biggest registries online. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that. You got one of the biggest registries online.
I don't think he's on, Caesar. I think we lost him.
Let me see. Yeah, I'm sorry. I must have muted out his phone by accident. Hold on for a second. Let me mute him back in. Yeah, I was going through the list and muting people out.
Okay,
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry about that, bro.
It's all good.
Hey, you got one of the biggest registries online. Can you tell everybody what a registry is and what it can do for them, for the people that don't know? You got a lot of people listening in right now. I can tell you that. We got the switchboard is lit up. So with that being, you got a lot of people listening in. I'm not trying to scare you or anything, but can you tell the people what a registry is and what it can do for them as far as being an artist or being a major artist or whatever?
Okay. Our registry is different. It's somewhat similar to a social network, but it is very different in a lot of ways. It's an exclusive registry.
Hey, you're breaking up a little bit, man. Your phone is breaking up a little bit.
Okay, can you hear me now?
You're still breaking up a little bit.
Oh, I wonder what happened. Let me see. Okay, how about now?
All right.
Yeah, the registry is reserved exclusively for professional artists. You must have a product, or service for sale in order to qualify for the registry. And generally we get people for the registry through people like Black Caesar, through people like Gidget. There's Susie Mafia Queen up in New York. We have some agents that are just on the lookout for good talent all over the country. And we place them on the list, and that way promoters, businesses, and different services can have access to their contact information and their samples. So it's like having your EPK all located in one spot, and it's unlike MySpace or any of the other places where anyone can just go in, register, upload their music, and they're on, no matter how good or how inexperienced they are. So we're really proud of the artists there due to their to the quality and the talent and the effort that they put in. It is a fee-based registry, so we do know that people are either investing in themselves or else they have someone like Black Caesar referring them. Okay, so we've been very successful with it. We are a rather large site. But we're really proud of what we're doing, and I'm glad to say that here in 2012, we have broken into the international arena, and we got artists from Africa, from England, from France, from the islands. We got artists from all over the world who are starting to come in and share their talents and their products with us here. So we're bridging the pond, and we love it.
Wow. You do have a big registry, man, because I check it out from time to time, like all the time. So I know what you're talking about. You got somebody like every day that you come across. If you don't come across them yourself, then somebody I'm sending to you. So I know you got a lot of work over there, what you do. I see your page. I mean, where are you at now? You're like over a million, right?
Well, we're running up on 9 million views right now.
Wow. Wow, man, that is something. Dude, if you guys can understand what that is, that means if you got a song on his page, that means everybody in the United States of America. No, I'm just joking. That means that this guy right here is well connected.
Yeah. That's
a good thing.
We are absolutely a great resource for an independent artist. We're not a one-stop shop where this is all that you need, but if you're out there promoting yourself and taking care of your business and you have a tool like us in addition to all the other things that you're doing, well, it only helps, okay? And we're there. And anybody that's on this phone line right now, well, you must know Black Caesar. And, gee, if you give a call to him, because if he asks me to put you on, we're going to waive the fee, okay, because he already knows what we're looking for, and we're looking for the cream of the crop of the independents.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Hey, I heard you say Susie's name. You know Susie, the Mafia Queen, you know David Boy again, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are my people, man. I just met her also, but I know they're good people, man, because I think they work together.
They are good people. Susie is responsible for me being able to have Jaheim, Janet Jackson, several mainstream artists, some of my favorite artists. They wouldn't be on the site. Their information wouldn't be on the site if it was not for Susie Mafia Queen.
Wow.
Certainly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Usher, Jamie Foxx. I can't keep up with all of them.
Wow.
She was really Jaguar Wright. She was really instrumental in that. She's been really supportive of the whole Top K Live movement. I mean, there's a lot of us out there, man. It's a network, not just of artists, but of promoters and DJs and service entities, you know, distributors, printers, photographers, models. You know, I mean, we try to get everything in so that the artist will have a resource. They can call me and say, hey, this is my budget. Do you have anybody that you think will work with this? And, you know, if we don't have someone, then you have my word that I'm going to go out and find someone that will work.
I know. Believe me, I know you will. That's what's up, man. Let me turn Sister Gidget's phone back on because she has a lot of feedback in her phone. Let me turn her phone back on and see if she had any questions for you.
All right.
Okay, how you doing?
I'm doing good, baby. I'm doing great.
Okay, well, you know, it's not too much I don't already know about you, so I'm just going to ask, what was your motivation for getting the registry started?
Well, be honest with you, back in 2002, while I was writing poetry and writing plays, I submitted 3 poems to the Louisiana State Artist Registry. Okay, and they turned me down, and the poets who reviewed the material, I didn't agree with what their review. So, me being the type of person I am, I say it's cool. If I can't be on your registry, I'll make my own. Okay, and I did. Okay, and I went out and I had someone teach me how to build websites, how to build a website.
I had someone teach me how to do everything. You know, okay, it was all, you know, self-taught. But at this point, those people who turned me down, they send me referrals.
Wow.
And I put their referrals. And I put their referrals on. I do not have any problem with it because, you know, everyone's entitled to their opinion. And in their opinion, I wasn't ready. I just disagreed with them. So there we have it. You know, I mean, they motivated me to do more.
Wow.
Well, I bet you that's much to their regret because, of course, I've had the honor and the pleasure of hearing some of your love-filled poetry, and you are certainly gifted in that area. So, you know, it's their loss and, of course, your gain and the gain of a whole lot of people that have benefited from your registry. So, you know, I only got one more question for you, and that's did you go buy that ring yet?
No. No, not yet. I still got a few more months left on my lease.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's an inside joke between me and Top Cat. Don't nobody need to know what that's about. And I can just tell you, let me clear the air. It's not for me. I'm just putting that out there.
But I told
Hey, Top Cat. Hey, Top Cat, can you tell everybody where they can go and find your registry at, man? Can you give them the URL or your website?
Yeah, no problem. It's www.topcatlive.com. We there?
Hey, Top Cat, I thank you for that. But if you don't mind, can you write that down below? Scroll down, you'll see the area where you can leave stuff at. Like, leave you the link down there so these people can go on there from time to time and find it. If you don't mind.
Yeah, let me find the page because I was just on the phone. I wasn't on the page.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay, no problem. I'll leave it down there. I'll leave it down there. I know what it is. www.topcatlive.com, guys. That's all you got to do. Go there and check out the registry. Go there and check out some of the artists this guy has on there because it's really, really, really hot, guys. If you go check it out, you'll be there for days and days and days because you're not just going to go there and check them out one time. You're going to go back over and over again. It's like a social network, but it's a social network that only special people can be on. With Top Cat, I mean, hey, he's offering you something that I would take advantage of because basically if I give you the okay, he knows what the word is, the password is. When I give you the password, you give it to Top Cat, and basically you don't have to pay anything because it is a site where he charges for your activities. But anybody that I send over there, Top Cat has always got them on for free. So if you want to get on this registry, like Nia Ross, I'm going to give you that information so you can go back and check them out so you can get on that registry with Top Cat. So, I mean, hey, this guy has a lot of major people on there, so I think you should have been on there. I'm sorry I didn't tell you before, but I'm telling you now. You need to get on there. I'm going to give you the information to Top Cat so you can call him up, Nina. Top Cat, now I'm going to ask you something else if you don't mind. I know you do the registry. I know you deal with a lot of artists. You deal with a lot of mainstream, a lot of independent artists. But you not only deal with that, you deal with other companies like magazines. You deal with models. You deal with cooks. Martha's a cook, so she needs to be over there with you. I'm going to get her with you also. And now, can you tell me how many people do you think you have on that registry that are registered right now? Just give me an educated guess, because I know you probably don't know, so just give me an educated guess about how many.
That are visiting the site at this moment?
No. How many people do you think you have in your registry as far as registered on your site?
As far as registered? Okay, on the registry listed individuals, there's over 1,100 listed people. The people,
wow.
Of course, people can come and they can register on the site. That doesn't mean that they have a listing, but they're registered members.
Okay.
Right.
We've got more than 4,000 of them. Okay. Most of the people that
40,
come through.
40, did you say 40,000 or 4,000?
4,000.
Okay.
4,000, because they don't have to register to take a look and examine the site. It's in their best interest to register, because that puts them on our mailing list and we can keep them up to date to events. We often put on events. We often attend events. And actually, we often sponsor field trips to events. I go out and rent a bus or rent a van, and I pick up some of the people that have been good about promoting themselves on the site, and I take them to events. Okay?
So,
on a given day, we average about 20,000 views a day.
Wow.
Those artists that are fortunate, I mean, if they got a great sound and a great graphic, we often put them on the front page at no charge. And all
right,
you have to do
right.
is, like, those people that you see that guy that's on the front page right now? You know,
yes,
I mean,
sir.
You take a look at his graphic, you take a look at his sound. He's an independent artist. And I hear stuff on the radio that he's killing.
Whoa.
You know, I mean, and we get some of those. Wait till you see what we put on tomorrow. And I just ran into her today from Trinidad. Man, Caesar, I mean, there's some talented, beautiful people out there. And the world is missing out. Some of us are missing out, because if all we do is tune in to the mainstream commercially driven stations, you know, we're going to be missing something. We're going to be missing something.
Yeah, right,
so.
Right, most definitely. Hey, I'm sorry, sir.
I need you to do something for me. Are you going to be able to play that? I wanted to make sure that you played the poem so Miss Gidget could hear it.
You know what? Actually, I was just about to ask you about that. You got a poem called Caffeinated. Can you tell me a little about that, Topcat?
Yeah, it's called Highly Caffeinated. And it's a poem I wrote at a time in my life when I was examining what I was doing with the person who I was with, and I was contemplating the grass being greener on the other side, so to speak.
Okay.
So there was a little bit about my past and a lot about my future that was on my mind at the time. And I don't want to give away too much because the walls have ears, but actually...
I got you, brother.
Actually, the female in question had, you know, something about her name has something to do with coffee. So instead of just giving up her name, I just called it Caffeinated.
Well, you know what? We're about to get into that poem right now. If you don't mind, give me a world premiere on that. You know, it's a DJ Black Season Vienna show. So show us love and show yourself love.
All right. Well, coming up next by Topcat of TopCatLive.com, beautiful love poem called Highly Caffeinated, courtesy of Black Season Vienna Show on Blog Top Radio through the whole nation building movement. Peace.
Standing at the edge of my existence, as I often do, marveling at the horizon, which is my future, and listening to the waves of time crash against the foot of the cliff upon which I stand. The sound of the tide ebbing and flowing against and over the flotsam and jetsam, driftwood and other debris, which is my path, is hypnotic. The steady rhythm of the waves is like the heartbeat of my meaning, drumming against my intentions, throbbing like the generations trapped within me, and pulsing with the ancestral knowledge that this is my world, my creation, my destiny, and my love. It seems that you have become my horizon, It seems that you have softened the fury of the waves, brightened what used to be dreary days, and paved a way to illuminate creations made in smiling eyes and tender lips, in rising thighs and powerful hips, in mesmerizing fingertips, and in visions of you that cannot be erased. And I stand here this morning drinking my Colombian coffee, wishing it was latte, hoping that I never waste the sweet taste of you, wanting to make even sweeter love to you, and taking the time to contemplate how close I am to saying those three words to you as I look out over a horizon that is filled with you. Highly caffeinated. Peace.
Call the request line at 662-995-0679. That's 662-995-0679.
Wow, that was hot, man. Hey, I'm digging this, man. I think I heard that before, though. Have I heard that before?
If you went on my personal page on Top Cat Live, yeah, that's the song that's on my
okay,
page.
Okay, I get you, brother. I know I heard that before because that was pretty deep. I told Sister Gidget to get her boots ready. I don't know if she got them on. She probably drowned right now. Let me turn my mic back on. Sister Gidget, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, and you know what? I heard that poem yesterday for the first time when I was on Top Cat's page, and I didn't hear it as clearly as I did tonight, and I'm over here sweating bullets because he didn't tell the story to those of us who are fellow poets that we know. So, Top Cat, I can just tell you, brother, I share your sentiments, and I've been there myself.
Oh, wow. That's what's up. People Fernandez, are you still there?
Yes, my man. I'm still here. I love that, man. Hey, that's
how you like that, people? How you like that? I know you're a poet, too, bro.
I love that. Top Cat. Listen, that's my top. Top Cat's my top dog, my man. That's my top dog, Top Cat. You know what I'm saying? I love that.
We got a question, man.
Yeah.
We got a question from 803. 803, go ahead and ask your question and make your comment.
Man, I don't have a question or a comment. I just want to check in to say what's happening, DJ Black Caesar, Vienna, everybody else, Miss Gidget, what's happening? This is Omar Kismet.
What's up, Omar?
What's up, Omar?
What it do? I just want to check in to the hottest radio show on the planet, Wednesdays.
Wow.
That's right. Every Wednesday, it's going down. DJ Black Caesar, Vienna, the whole team, man. Nothing but love. What it do, fam?
Hey, this right here, this is my man Omar Ali. This is my manager right here, guys. For you don't know, we got a lot of people online now, man. This is my manager right here. This is also the manager of Queen Sheba. Oh, wow. This guy right here, he's doing it all, man. He's doing it all. Hey, Omar, we appreciate you calling in, brother.
All right. Hey, y'all keep it on y'all keep it on lock, man. Hey, everything sounds good over there. Hey, y'all keep doing it up, man. I appreciate what y'all doing.
We appreciate
you,
man.
Hey, blast out to the world. Blast out to the world,
yes,
man.
Sir.
I like what I hear.
Say
what?
I say much love to you.
No doubt. Hey, all the way to the top, man. I like what I hear. Y'all keep it up.
Thanks, brother. We appreciate it.
All right.
Jay Grant, are you still there? Jay Grant. Wow, let me see. Jay Grams. Let's see. He should be still on the phone lines. Nina Ross, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I just had my phone on mute.
You and Jay Grant's got like sort of the same number, so that's why I was calling your name. I think we lost Jay Grant. Let me get back with him. Sister Gidget, do you mind asking a couple questions while I get Jay Grant back on the phone line?
No, I do not mind. Top Cat, are you still there?
Yeah, I got a few more minutes. Baby. What's going on?
Okay, I just want to know, how long have you been writing poetry?
Oh, wow. I began writing poetry as a child, baby. I learned how to read at an early age, and by the time I was 8 years old, I was trying to write poetry.
Okay. So, have you thought about publishing a book of poetry, or have you done that?
Yeah, I've self-published two or three collections. And I love it, you know. I've actually had two recordings of me doing poetry, of which that is one of them. That I take when I was doing the poetry circuit, I would go out and I would sell the collections as I went, kind of like the way that the indie artists sell CDs out the trunk while I was selling poems. And spoken word CDs. And
okay, so is there any way we can access them today?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, why don't you give us that information?
Okay. Well, I mean, you simply send me a request for a collection or for a recording, and I'll get it out and pay for it through PayPal, and I'll get it out to you in the mail ASAP.
Okay, so we can go to topcatlive.com and request poetry. Okay, because I know some brothers that need some help because they have no game. And you know, Top Cat, you so smooth.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. If you go to Top Cat Live and look on that top menu, the very last link on there is to a page called Poetry, and there are thousands of poems in that poetry forum that you might get a clue on. You know, you got to be very careful with the poetry, because women, a lot of times, they see those poems, and if you give them one that you didn't write, man, it's an awful thing when you get busted. But if you use them for inspiration or motivation, and you come up with something, man, you can be in there. So, yep, by all means, you know, go ahead, take a look.
Well, I did have the opportunity to observe some of them yesterday because, you know, that caught my attention right away. So I did hear some of them, and they're wonderful.
Yeah, there's some good ones in there. And if you're registered on the site and you log in, there's a couple of more links that are going to appear that aren't open to the guests. And, you know, you got to watch what you wish for because, you know, I mean, there's some adult-type stuff in there.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll put the warning sign up for grown eyes only.
Yeah.
Hey, Top Cat, look, Dad, I'm going to thank you for coming out tonight, sharing all the information you shared with us, because you did a great job. It was wonderful having you on our show tonight, but our time has run out. We got Jay Grams up next. But, Top Cat, we thank you for coming on the show and putting in the time. Really, thank you for that.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, man. Thank you for calling me out. And
yes, sir. That's how we do it around here. Hey, Top Cat, thanks a lot, brother.
Let me say one last thing. November the 17th in Little Rock,
Caesar.
I'm a fucking man. Y'all be alive.
DJ Black Caesar. WWKNW.
Okay, what's up, my man? Let's get Jay Grams on the phone. We got about 29 left, and he spoke at 3, but hey, that's all good. We just went a minute over. Mr. Jay Grimes, are you there?
Yes, sir.
What's up with you, dude? Tell me something, baby.
Man, I'm just living life, man. You know, I've been working on my Christian project, man, and you know, I make moves quietly.
Hey, Jay Granis, let's do this first. Let's introduce yourself to the audience. Who are you and what do you do?
Man, I'm Jay Grimes, a.k.a. Potter P. Jr. I'm a rap artist, singer, songwriter, promoter, hype man, networker. You name it, I can do it.
That's what's up, brother. You're on top of it. Hey, let me ask you a question. I know Nina Ross gave you a shout-out. I know you was feeling that. I know you was over there grinning your ass off. But, hey, check out. I got a question for you. She said you guys worked on a project together. What's that project all about? It sounds like a Christian project.
Well, man, years ago, man, Nina Ross and I, we did a song called, it was years ago, man, I did a song called Lord, How Do You Deal With Me? And it's basically a song asking God, like, it's basically, the meaning of the song is I've sinned so much, but yet you've forgiven me so many times. That's like, that's the message in it. And Nina Ross, you know, she was awesome, you know. She came out to the studio, and her and her homeboys, you know, that are also on it, she remembers Shaggy and them that, you know, GMC, they're on it. And then she, like, there's this chick, you know, that's a friend of hers that sung the hook for me. You know, well, the chick redid the hook. She sung what I wrote. You know, it sounds really beautiful, man. I'll send it to you. I got a copy of it in my big brother's computer, you know. So.
Okay. Well, look, check it out, brother. You already know, man. I want to get everything out. So do you mind getting your social networks out right now? I know it's the beginning of your interview, but I don't like to run into interference right after the show. So can you give out your social networks now?
Yeah, I got you. I'm not really sure, but I got two Facebook pages, but I only use one. And I'm not sure what the link is. People would have to look under on the search bar and type in Christopher J. Grimes, J-A-Y. And then I got a Twitter. I'm not really on it, but I do get on there periodically, which means like every 3 months. That's J. Grimes 777. MySpace, J. Grimes 777. That's it right there. And then, of course, you can find all the mixtapes that I put out a mixtape on wagb2p.com. That was years ago, actually, you know. I'm sure you got the drop, but I do it for you. I was on compilations with Akon, Pastor Troy, Plies, LeChat, Jelly Roll, you know, a lot of big names. You know, like I put in my interview or put in my bio, I used to work for Havoc Assassin's Cartel I'm not gonna, because I don't want Caesar to get offended, but you know, for those that remember South Central Cartel, you know, I worked as a promoter for Havoc, the big, you know, Havoc, Big Hav, Big Prodigy, and Little Prodigy, and I worked for Havoc, and you know, and then like I said, man, like I did that for a long time, and then I just started networking, and everything's just become easier over time.
Wow. Hey, man, you've done a lot. Me and you have been knowing each other and been friends for a long time, too, brother.
Yeah,
so can you
I'll tell you another, man, like for the down south Tennessee people that know the name Big Small, I mean, I don't, you know, like, dude, you know, like, if y'all go to YouTube, type in the Kicking It in Tennessee official music video of Big Smo, you know, I didn't, you know, all I did, I was a big dude dancing, you know, I'm just a big dude dancing, you know, but that music video has over 5 million views, so when I can go down the street from Mama's house and a chick goes, oh, you're the dude dancing in Big Smo's music video, hey, thank you. You know, and like I was, but I did a lot, you know, I did a lot of shows and performances with, you know, I was part of a group called the Villain Boys. Then we changed it to the City Five Country Boys. That was with my homie Lil Hazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, him and I started that, you know, Lil Hazy, he's a good dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like, even though him and I are in a group, you know, I still support him, doesn't matter, you know, like, so, I mean, he's a good dude, you know. Dude, let me tell you, I've had a couple people trying to take off work and clear schedules for this one, so I hope they're still on. Because, man, I had my homeboy, and, like, I was, like, Nina Ross was a part of Seven Sign, and so was I. I was part of Seven Sign. You know, there was a, you know, I was part of that. Shout out to my homie Demetrius Reynolds. You know, dude, like, I mean, he's a good dude, man. Like, if I have a business question or a management question or just someone to chit chat, man, he's there. You know, and then of course, I have to do this. Go DJ, that's my DJ. You know what I'm talking about?
Thanks to DJ Black Caesar, of course,
It was a number one. It was the most requested song on SEM radio. Thanks to my, thanks to the big homie DJ Black Caesar, you know, because that's just that's my DJ. Go DJ.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, check it out, Jay Graz. I appreciate that. But you're a funny dude, man. You're a funny dude, and I seen your Big Smoke's video. I seen that also. You were dancing your butt off, man. You were really on it. Hey, I know that video is watched by many, many people. I know it's about 5 million or maybe 6 million. I know it's like that. But you're an artist that gets around. You work with everybody. You do everything. You work with a lot of mainstream artists. So how does Jay Graz do that?
Man, let me tell you, man. I made a lot of networking connections by the great fact of who my big brother is. Because years ago, I just tried to say, I'm Jay Grimes, talk to me, you know, and half of them wouldn't talk to me. But then when they hear that, then when I start talking to them and tell them, hey, my big brother's 5 times platinum, how are you? You know, and I go, and I got this whole thing, you know, I'm Jay Grimes, my big brother is Potter P, you know. And like, as soon as they read the words, 5 times platinum, big brother Potter P, it's like, oh, okay, how are you? So,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, it's just been a blessed situation, man. Like, you know, now everybody knows me as Jay Grimes, Potter P's little brother. So it's like when I talk to these cats, they already know. And, like, I don't just ask them for anything free. I don't ask for anything free. If anything, everybody that I talk to, I try to get them an interview with DJ Black Caesar because I know the promotion that goes on in the Black Caesar house.
Right, right, right.
So yeah, man. If you want to, man, go ahead and play that. Gotta Find a Way.
Yeah. Okay. Check it out. I'm doing something else, man. I was typing on Facebook. Now Jay Grimes, you got this song called Gotta Find a Way. Can you introduce the song for us? I need a world premiere on this song. DJ Black is Viela, and then the rest is up to you.
Yeah, man. Trust me, this is a true exclusive. Because not too many people got a personal copy, but, well, yeah, they did, only 3,000. But this is a DJ Black Caesar and exclusive, and it's called Gotta Find a Way by Jay Grimes, and Potter P helped me write the hook. Gotta throw that in there. So it's called Gotta Find a Way.
I told y'all I was connected.
Gotta find a way, gotta find a way, gotta find a way to live good. Gotta find a way, gotta find a way, gotta find a way to live better. My life ain't going nowhere. I care, I swear, I'm gonna find a way.
Jay Grimes,
I'm trying to live my life correctly. Yeah, I made mistakes, but don't reject me. I can promise you that I'm really not perfect. I've done some things that make me feel worthless. I'm trying to live my life for the better. Walking through this rain, feeling all this pain. Praying to God to make a better way. I fall to my knees and I raise my hands. Get back up and take a stand. I'm living my life with no distractions. I paid my dues for my negative actions. Living my life to make a change. Thanking God for these better days. I've surrendered, my life is rendered. Transformation came with patience. I let things go to make you different. Gotta find a way, gotta find a way, gotta find a way to live good. Gotta find a way, gotta find a way, gotta find a way to live better. My life ain't going nowhere. I care, I swear, I'm gonna find a way. Time for my light to shine. You get yours and I'ma get mine. This has been 7 years in the making, but it took time. My life will never pass by. I'm gonna live my life here and wine. In the darkest of night, my light will shine. I promise I pray one day that I'll be at the top. This whole time I stand on the rock. The solid rock is where I stand. This whole time I'll stand up tall. Extend my hand to those who are about to fall. I'll bring you up, never bring you down. Live your life like you're wearing a crown. Now I'll talk within the silence. Be a peacekeeper within the violence. Hold on during all your trials. Don't be consumed within the fires.
Tia, Jay Grimes, let's get it.
You gotta find a way through life. Y'all ready? Come on. Tia.
gotta find a way to live good. Gotta find a way, gotta find a way, gotta find a way to live better. My life ain't going nowhere. I care, I swear, I'm gonna find a way. Gotta find a way, gotta find a way, gotta find a way to live good. Gotta find a way, gotta find a way, gotta find a way to live better. My life ain't going nowhere. I care, I swear, I'm gonna find a way. Gotta find a way, gotta find a way. Gotta find a way, gotta find a way. Gotta find a way, gotta find a way, gotta find a way. Gotta find a way, gotta find a way. Gotta find a way, gotta find a way. Gotta find a way, gotta find a way.
DJ Black Caesar. DJ Black Caesar will be right back after these messages.
I'm so happy.
Wow, that was sweet, man. I like that. Gotta find a way, man. That was really, really, really nice. I want to ask everybody on my switchboard right now, what do you think about that song, Gidget? Let me turn everybody's mic back on.
Let me go back in here. Now we get to get the rating. Wow. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, you got to get the ratings, man. You got to get those ratings. We do that to everybody on the show. Sister Gidget, your mic is open now. Where you get that song, Sister Gidget?
Well, you know, Black Caesar, you know how I feel about hip-hop music. You know, I'm kind of half and half. But when I hear an artist that is doing something positive, it's very inspirational even to myself. So, you know, I just can't give him no 10, you know, because that's a very rare treat that we just got. So you get 10 million from me, baby. Keep doing what you're doing.
Okay, thank you, Sister Gidget. I got my man Peoples Fernandez. Your mic is open. What do you got from Peoples?
Oh, man, I love it, man. It's very nice, very inspirational.
Oh, thank you.
I give that song a 10, amigo.
Dang, man, that's what's up. I'm gonna give that song a 10 also. That was a hot song right there, Jay Grams. Martha, what do you get that song, baby? Martha Jean Johnson, what do you got that song? Okay, 832. Your mic is open.
Wait a minute.
832.
You're not asking me the damn question.
832. Okay. Willie, what's up with you?
You didn't ask me no damn question, Caesar.
Willie, what's up with you?
You're just coming out against me.
I'm asking a question, but you're not saying anything, Willie. Did you understand the words coming out of my mouth?
I'm going to tell you something. This is what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to give that damn song 10 hells.
Wow. Okay, that's what's up, Willie. We appreciate that, man. That's what's up. Sister Gidget, is there any more questions you want to ask my man?
Well, I just want to ask him, you know, like how long he's been doing hip-hop music and what was his inspiration?
Goodness, my inspiration, Lord Jesus, help me on this one. I've been doing music about...
His inspiration is Jesus Christ. That's his inspiration.
All right. Okay.
Well,
and how has that been for you since most of the popular hip-hop music has gone in another direction? Do you find people really looking for your type of music?
Well, that's the thing, like, with my type of music, like, that's my song, Gotta Find a Way, that can be played on any radio station. And if I really wanted to get creative with it, I could have my homeboy, Russell, that's the guitarist. He was the guitarist for Tim McGraw's first two album, and I could have him play the guitar, and I can get it played on rock stations. I mean, it's like God has put so much in my God has put a lot of influence in my music. I've only been doing this since I was like 18 or 19. You know. Like, but my song, the song "Got to Find a Way" was actually on the compilation with Akon, Pastor Troy, and Plaid. So, you know, when a song like mine, a positive, influential Christian song like that is mixed in with the majors, then I believe God is moving.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, keep doing what you're doing, and hopefully you are influencing more young people to go in your direction. Because personally, I get tired of the cussing and stuff, but that was very refreshing to hear, and so thank you for what you're doing.
Well,
yes,
and, you're really welcome. And to be honest, like, God actually, like, I was cussing back in my music. DJ Black Season knows this because he knows the song Victim very well.
Hey, Grant, turn your phone back. Put your phone back on. Turn it off. Off the speakerphone.
Yeah, DJ Black Season knows the song "Victim" very well. So, but yeah, God transformed my life, and you know, and because of God, you know, I started doing music when I was like 18 or 19. I actually, you know, my homeboy, who's an artist, Untitled. That's actually his rap name, Untitled, or Nick Pito. You know, he was a Christian rapper. And then, you know, then my homeboy Kay Lee, he, like, threw me in the booth and was like, here, write a song. And then I recorded my first song called Call to the South Side, which very few people actually have it. And if they have it, I need it. But, And then, I mean, there's so many things that you know, I've been networking, of course, and, like, I mean, my music has changed, you know, my music has changed so much. I went from cussing, you know, and the thing is, people respect me a lot more because I'm standing on the solid rock, you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, like, Nina Ross, you know, she does her thing, I do my thing, but you know what, Nina Ross supports me, I support Nina Ross, you know what I'm saying, that's my homegirl, you know, always will be, you know, she actually did a drop for my mixtape, which you can find on wagb2p.com, and it says Jake Rhymes Exclusive, and so, you know, and I got a lot of people that's going to get jump on this. On my Christian project, like it's ridiculous how many people are, and like here's the thing, people have asked me, you know, did you pay any money to get this far, you know, and I tell them no, I haven't paid a dime, you know, I don't pay people, you know, as just, you know, like it's not, no offense to anybody, but. That charges, because I mean I charge myself, but you know, but everything has been a blessing. You know, I did a track with a Nashville legend, Cool Daddy Fresh. You know, he did that for free. You know, I got the support of legends. You know, Montel Jordan knows my name. Let's put it that way. You know what I'm saying? So you know, I'm reaching out to people in a whole new way that they've never. I don't know if they're going to experience, you know, the love of Christ when they speak to me. You know, it doesn't matter how old you are, what you've been through. I've probably been through it, and if I haven't, then I guarantee you I know someone that can relate to it. And I'm always willing to pray for anybody. It doesn't matter if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, DJ Black Caesar, he knows my personal cell phone number. That man can call me day or night at 3 o'clock in the morning if my phone's not on silent, and I will pray for him right there on the spot, and he knows that. I will pray, I will minister, I will send Christian influential texts to anybody who wants to be on this list.
He will do it. I get messages all day long. And when they come, they don't stop. They come in like, he sends like 6 or 7 of them back to back. And he says, I appreciate that message.
Appreciate you for me.
So,
your phone
you,
is breaking up, Caesar.
Anybody
that wants to be
anybody that wants to get prayer or receive a positive, influential Christian text from me, get my,
contact DJ Black Caesar about for my phone number, and he'll ask me for my permission, of course, because I don't need any stalkers. I got rid of one years ago. I don't need any stalkers. Okay, I got rid of one. I actually, and I'm single, of course. But DJ Black Caesar watches my wall, and it says Jay Grimes is now and has been single, now taking applications. So, and shout out to my homegirl Jenny and Dirty White Promotions, because they promoted this as well with me. Shout out to the big homie James M, who I'm gonna get you to interview sometime. Me and James M, we go way back. You know what I'm saying? Because, me and him went to elementary school together, okay? And that man, he supported me. He promoted this. He helped promote this. He helped me. So anybody that helped promote this, shout out to you. Shout out to Lil AZ, Carol Capoletti, Jenny. You know who you are because, I talk to you all the time.
Jake. It was great having you on the show, man. We got 1:53 left for the show, and I just want to...
Can I say one thing?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Go DJ. That's my DJ. Black Caesar's my DJ.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jay Grant. You're a hell of an artist, brother. You're a hell of an artist, man. You're always on top of, you're always praying to God, always sending inspirational texts out. You do that, so I'm going to just verify that he is a great artist. This guy right here, he's a good friend and a great artist. This guy right here
And if you want prayer, text messages, contact DJ Black Caesar. That man will contact me he'll contact me and see if it's okay to give my number out, because, he respects me and he'll get my permission. And, so if you want prayer, inspirational text, message DJ Black Caesar and let me know. And I got you all day.
Thanks, Jay.
Yes, ma'am. I just said thank you.
Thank you for helping me out tonight, Sister Gidget.
Welcome.
Willie was trying to say. Willie, do you want to say something now?
Hey, Scooby Doo, baby.
What's up, Scooby?
Oh, God.
Yes, baby. So Brianna just left my house, baby. You always wonder where she was at tonight.
Yeah.
So me and Brianna we were chilling, baby. We
were worldly event. Check it out. Thank you, baby. Ha ha. Yeah. Sucker.
Thank you, all my guests, all the people who are on the switchboard tonight, Mr. Scooby-Doo, Mr. Willie, Mr. Peoples Fernandez, and I want to thank my special guest, Top Cat, and thank you, Nina Ross, for coming out and participating, and thank my main man, Jay Grimes. It was wonderful,
anytime,
everybody. I had a great time, Jay Grimes. It was all love you guys. We got about 10 seconds left. The show is over now, so the recording's all over. Hey, everybody, I'm going to send these things out to you in just a minute. Let it download. It takes about an hour to download to get loaded up in my playlist. But I will send it to you, Jay Grimes. I'll send it to Nina Ross. I will send it to Top Cat.
Hey,
all you guys
Caesar.
Have a
Black
Caesar. Hey,
feel free to give my song, Gotta Find a Way, to anybody that wants a copy.
Okay, that sounds good, man. I'll give it to the Nerd DJ.
Yeah, and give it to Top Cat and everybody on the show. Get your email, send it to them, and tell them that's my gift to them and bless them.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
That's what I need, baby. That's what I need, baby.
Scooby, what's up with you, man? We haven't heard from you, Scooby.
Your girl Bianca to have you busy, baby.
I don't know what happened, but, you know, that's like about the fourth time she did that to me, man. I mean, wow.
It's my fault, baby. You know, she like the front with you on the show, baby. She like to say that she don't know me and all that kind of stuff, baby. But she spent all her precious time with me, baby.
I got you, Scooby. Well, that's cool. Sister Gidget, looks like you always stay me, Sister Gidget. I appreciate that. You're a great person, Sister Gidget.
Thank you, Caesar. I'm happy to be here for you. So I hope everyone tunes in tomorrow at 8 o'clock Central Time for my show, the FOI Speak from the Heart to the MGP.
You're
a good feller, Caesar.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Can you give the networks out one more time for me?
You mean the list of the shows?
List of the shows, yes, the networks. The network is Nation Billy.
All right, on Tuesday night, we have Out on the Front Lines with the FOI, with the Food of Islam, hosted by Brother Jihad out of Atlanta. On Wednesday nights, we have DJ Black Caesar and Vienna introducing new and mainstream artists. On Saturday night, we have Nation Building Presents, which is hosted by yours truly. And please join us tomorrow, 8 o'clock Central Time, for the FOI Speak Heart to Heart to the MGT. And on Sunday, we have our economic development show, No Romance Without Finance, hosted by Brother Vernon Muhammad out of Columbia, Maryland. I'm sorry. So tune in. Hopefully, we got something that interests you.
What night do we have available?
We have a tentative show coming up on Saturday, so right now we're looking at Friday and Monday.
Friday and Mondays, okay. Because I have somebody that's interested in doing a radio show. It's actually a pastor, and he asked me about it, and I told him that we'll call you up and talk to you and see if we can get him on.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay. Well, everybody, thanks for coming out tonight, guys. It's been a great time. Everybody had a good time. Wonderful time, man. With my man, Jay Grimes and my girl, Nina Ross. We had a wonderful time with those guys, with Top Cat. So, guys, always tune in every Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock Central Time. Look at your Facebook, look at your Twitters. I'll be promoting it. Hey, and check out my new CD, man, a real hot CD. I'll tell you where to find it. It's at www.soundcloud.com/DJ Black Caesar. Also, if you're on Facebook, you'll get something. It's Fear Your Ego. I'll send it to you. If you want, then I'll send it to you. So you guys don't have to look for anything. If you go on SoundCloud, you can search DJ Black Caesar and check out my hot posted album hosted by DJ Black Caesar, produced by Bobby Six. That's what it is. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. Yeah. And we're out. That's what's up.
Make sure you see the copy of Gotta Find a Way.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. You have a good one.
All right, man.
Hey, Digit, I'll talk to you in a minute.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Good night.